OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593, 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, it's www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. And we're so proud to say that we are welcoming people from so many parts of the country. Good morning to all of you and welcome again to the OPT Network. It's Friday. It's the weekend. And even though it seems like it's, well, for many people, it was a short work week, it seems like it has been a long week. So I know many of you are glad that the weekend is here, as are we. As always, though, we want to remind you about those school zones. Gotta keep you at the front of your brains about those school zones, because we drive through them every single morning and there's so much craziness that goes on and people just refuse to slow down. Many people do, but a lot of people don't slow down through those school zones. Please slow down. Make it a point to do it. Please be careful behind school buses. Make sure you're watching out for those school kids that are still standing and waiting for the bus. Many of those kids we notice every single morning are unattended. Many kids are just standing out there at their own, you know, really a lot of times at their own peril. They're texting, they're playing games on their phones. And so they're not watching out for what's going on around them. So please be careful as you're driving in on this Friday morning. And remember, the school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. Also want to remind you that to connect with Team OPT and the OPT Network, you can do it through our offices at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2. That's right here in Alexandria, Louisiana, and you can zip it with 71302. Or you can phone us at 318-445-5658. So make sure that you connect with us. Remember, we simply broadcast from KAYT, but after we leave at 9 o'clock, you can connect with us at our offices. And also, we want to remind you, and we're going to be talking about this morning, the race for the cure. Now you can get signed up for Team OPT to walk, run, stroll, whatever it is that you want to do to be part of eradicating breast cancer, you can do that now. We're all set up and ready to go. We're going to tell you how you can do that, how you can be a part of the change that you want to see. It's incredible stuff. And I'm telling you, we're looking for a whole breed of new people to come out. We're looking for the same people that came out last year, but we're looking for new blood. We're looking for new people to come out and experience the anointing that is very much a sisterhood, a brotherhood of people coming together for one cause, one purpose, and that is to eradicate breast cancer. That is to celebrate those that are surviving and to celebrate those that have fought an incredible fight. So this is what it's really all about. And as I talk about celebrating people, you know, DC and I were talking, as we always do, after we left the microphone on yesterday. Arnesia Wilson, I hope that you are listening because you inspired us. You inspired us in a way that really speaks to the young people in our society. And, you know, I hope that she inspired you as well. And as I thought about the conversation and I thought about this incredible young woman, really much of yesterday I did, and I began to think about really many of the things that she was saying. And I wondered, as every parent should, and every adult, every community leader, every mentor, are we really listening to what our young people are saying? Are we really helping them to tap into the gifts and the talents that lie within? Or are we systematically discouraging them without even knowing it? And then when I started, you know, looking more at the history of Miss Black Louisiana, USA, and I started looking at and talking to the director about the number of young women that are not involved, that don't get involved. I started really pondering the question of, are we doing enough to encourage our young women? And you know, we say all the time that we are apolitical, and we absolutely are. But women in our society we have come such a long way, but we still have an incredibly long road to travel. And so one of the reasons why we do the show is to empower women, young women, young girls, and women to be all that they can be, to tap into what God has given them. And what we understand is that many women have fought for their very self-worth. And so I was saying, is my generation and generations that are older than I am, are we doing enough to sow into this generation? Are we doing enough? Are we encouraging them enough to reach and do better? You know, there was a time, without question, when mothers and parents wanted better for their children than they wanted for themselves. In fact, it was an expectation. And I know many of us do want that, but are we articulating that? Not just in word, but in deed. You know, we want, and I got to go back to Confessions of a Control Freak. Y'all, if you even think that you have issues with control, you need to pick that book up. I know that as parents, we want our kids to be perfect. We want people to speak well of them. We want them to present well. But are we allowing them to be who they are? And I felt such a deep sense, DC, of a deep sense of longing from Arnesia, longing to have a voice and to be able to speak out and to be change. And I just really wanted to share that and share a little bit of our hearts with you this morning, and to ask those business people, those community leaders, and just plain people that could be supportive to Arnesia, to just support her. And she said something else that was startling. She said, on her Facebook page, there were other young women that are in this pageant that really resonated the same sentiment that they were having issues with the support, just like she was. And she said, the young woman said, and I'm just paraphrasing, you know what? It's okay. I'm going to do it anyway. And, you know, I don't want to be a person that gets behind a movement or a person or an idea after the idea has come into fruition. See, that's what faith is. Faith is supporting something that you believe in and you can see the vision and the mission, but you really don't know what the outcome is going to be. But you support it because you believe in it and you want to empower that person to live their dream and to be the best that they can be. And so we started looking at ourselves. I started looking at myself as a mom to make sure that I really didn't just hear those words, but those words went down into my very spirit about our own child and about the ability to listen to what they're saying. A lot of times, you know, our kids don't necessarily communicate the way that we do. And so I started saying, what are kids saying things to us that we hear, but we really don't hear? And so it made us as parents want to take a closer look to make sure that we weren't just imparting all that we wanted. Now, I know that we have to create a roadmap and we have to help to guide our kids down the path of life, but they are their very own people. And we're learning that every single day about our son. He is very much his own person. And his own person does not reflect who DC and I are in terms of his personality. He is his own self. And I say to my mom all the time, he's very different from us in so many ways. But he has his own mind and his own ideologies about various different things. And so instead of trying to change that, now when it needs to be changed, yes, we have to shape it. But see, God created every living thing, every living purpose, every living person with a purpose in mind. And so our jobs, I think, as parents are to just help to cultivate that. Not to try to fix it, not to try to make it perfect. And a lot of that has to go back to that C word, control. So, you know, I just wanted to remind everybody this morning that maybe there are things that we can all do, not only for our kids, but Kim said it yesterday from Volunteers of America, right on point. It takes the village. And sometimes, especially in 2012, I think we've gotten away from the village. And it just becomes me and mine, or us and ours. And I think we got to get back to mentoring and to just being there to support our young people and to say to them, yes, you can do this. I believe in you. You are beautiful. God is perfecting those things that concern you. And I'm telling you, we meet so many incredible people on this journey that we're on. And Arnesia Wilson, you are one of those incredible people that moved our heart because you have a lot to say. And we want to say to you, be encouraged. Don't quit. Yesterday when we went back to our office after we left the studio, we had a meeting. I mean, almost right after. Tough, tough meeting. But you know what? If you remember, we asked you a few weeks ago, and this was under the inspiration, I believe, of a higher being. This was under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. He said to me to say to you to write somewhere at a very visible place, two words, don't quit. So we did it, and we put it on our board. I call it our wish board, our work board. And yesterday when we came back to the office, after being so inspired and then so dismayed, and in the next, you know, things just happen. We go back to the office, we sit back and we reassess what has happened. And we look up at the board and there is the yellow sticky note that says, don't quit. So I would say to you, no matter what you're doing, no matter who doesn't support you, no matter how discouraged you feel, no matter how the outlook looks, I'd say, don't quit. Man, I hope that's a word for somebody this morning. Y'all, despite those ebbs and flows in life that happen, they have to happen. You got to enjoy the good times, and then you got to be able to embrace the not so good times. Y'all, it's Friday. It's 7:50 a.m. if you're just getting your morning started. And today is September 7th. And you're on point. Stay with us. We're going to take a break here, but we'll be back on the other side right after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixonHasIt.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Race in now. This special rate is available only through October 12th. Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back into the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Now, only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
Hello, I am Arnesia Wilson, a contestant in the Miss Black Louisiana Pageant 2013, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping bring positive attention to the Miss Black Louisiana campaign. Thanks, Team OPT, for your inspiring support.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Rosa Fields is on point. I can't say enough good things about Rosa Fields and not only what she does for the community in educating us on insurance, but being a part of the change that she wants to see in our community. Listen, if you're unsure, especially in the wake of Isaac, about your insurance needs and you just need more clarification, you can phone Rosa and her team at 318-487-1881, and they are happy to answer any of your questions, and they're happy to explain all of the insurance information that you'll need. And I say that simply because, you know, we had really talked a lot about Isaac, and one of the things that our reporter friend on the ground, Tanya Fauché, has talked about in these days after the storm is that so many people feel so discouraged, so disgusted because of their being underinsured or no insurance at all and being at the mercy of FEMA and what they will do and what they won't do. And incidentally, it looks like lots of things have changed. So it is important, very important, especially for those people who rent. You need to phone Rosa now. You need to have your own stuff insured because the person that you're leasing from or the owner of that home or that apartment is not responsible for your property. The number, once again, 318-487-1881. And the most important thing that Tanya has said throughout this journey after Isaac is that she could kick herself because the renter's insurance is so inexpensive. And even if FEMA comes in and they assist you, and we were talking about her friend Tyra, who lost everything and who had no insurance, they are not going to be able to cover absolutely everything that you owned, you know. So you just have to have insurance, and I just can't stress that enough. And DC, before I leave Arnesia to talk about the race, I just got to say one more thing on that note, because I really want people to feel my heart on this, because it just, you know how sometimes you can have a conversation and when you really listen, not just with your ears, but with your heart, it pricks your heart and it changes your thinking, or it should change your thinking. It should make you want to do better and be better. And that is the reason why we wake up every single morning and do this show. But as I thought about the conversation with Arnesia, I thought about, DC, our conversation with Lettucey and her book. And one of the things that she said in the book is that being a woman, being an African-American woman, she always, even as a little girl, had to wonder if she was good enough, if she was pretty enough, if her skin was, you know, her skin color, her hair, the differences in the way that she looked. And when I read that, I felt sad and hurt by those words. And then I felt sad and hurt, you know, just listening to Arnesia, because I don't think that we as a community, not just for African American girls, but for all girls, I don't necessarily know if we're doing enough to affirm our girls and to let them know that they are beautiful, that they are fearfully and wonderfully made, and not just with words, but really with meaning. Because as young girls and young women, and even older women, there are so many messages that are being sent to us that we've got to be a certain dress size and we've got to be a certain shape and we've got to be, you know, our hair has to look a certain way. And that was never more apparent than in the Olympics with Gabby Douglas and with Oprah on the cover of O Magazine talking about her hair being natural. So there are so many, and these are the issues that she talked about, and she talked about the barriers. And so, not even as leaders, just as people, as moms, as people that love not just our daughters and our sons, but just love humanity, I think we just have to start thinking differently about the way that we're encouraging our girls, making sure that they get educated, making sure that they have a love for self. Because see, when we don't teach our girls self-esteem, that's when they become promiscuous. They begin to offer their bodies up as an offering for some boy or some man to say that they are good. And then that becomes a vicious cycle. And then that's when you fall into those traps of abuse and dismay. A lady came into our office the other day and she talked about a word she called root, the root of rejection, being rejected. And this was a white woman. And so when I say it's white, it's black, it's Asian, it's all of us. And so younger women don't have necessarily the capacity. See, I could sit here and say like David, well, if nobody's encouraging you, encourage yourself. But with young women and young girls, y'all, we got to put something in. Because if we don't put something in, as they get to be young women and older women, there's nothing that will come out because nothing was ever instilled. There was never an impartation. Now, I'm not just talking about Arnesia, because she is, and for her mother, if you're listening, she is an amazing young woman that has found her voice. And I can't stop talking about her because she's beautiful on the inside and on the outside. And she touched our hearts. But as she touched our hearts, what I realized as a woman is that we have got to start doing more. We've got to start telling our girls that they're beautiful just the way that they are. And so what we did yesterday when we left the offices, we started dialoguing. We went to the round table, and Tyra Banks has this saying that she coined, flossom, where your flaws and you are just you and you're perfect even in your flaws. And we are working on bringing Tyra to the OPT network because she has so much to say to young girls and young women, because she was one of those women that nobody really wanted to support in the beginning, because as she started coming into her womanhood, they started saying, well, you're too curvy. Nobody's gonna want to ask you to model their clothes because you don't meet that thin, rail thin sort of image. And so she is on a campaign right now to empower our young girls and our young women to flaunt their flossom side, to embrace who they are. Because guess what? Remember, I said earlier, God didn't create anything arbitrarily. He created everything with a purpose in mind. And he can create what he wants to create, how he wants to create. And if he wanted everybody to be rail thin, if he wanted everybody to be a size zero, he would have done that. And so I think that there is a very real message that the media is sending to our girls that may not necessarily always be positive. And so if we don't come together as a gender, as a society, as a people, and speak out against that, we're gonna have little girls that really never know who they are. And this is what flossom equates to: you plus your flaws plus awesome equals or makes you flossom. And listen, I sit here and I talk about that, but I'm just like every other woman. I see what needs to be changed. I see what needs to be fixed. I see those extra pounds that may need to be lost. We need to take care of ourselves, no doubt. And we need to do the best that we can. But we need not try to fit ourselves into someone else's mold. And what yesterday's conversation just really left an impartation in my heart that, you know, we're asking our girls to be poised. We're asking them to understand etiquette. We're asking them to be ladies. We're asking them to stop wearing, I am, or I think many of us are, stop wearing those booty shorts. Respect your body. You know, leave something to the imagination. We're asking a lot, but are we being critical? Or are we trying to hear from them and hear what they're saying? Because ladies, if you think about it, and even men, every generation has something that they're noted for. And this generation is no different. And I think that we can't use the 1970s messages to reach the 2012 young people. We've got to use different verbiage. We have to meet them where they are. And for all of us, that is a challenge, because we just see what we think is right and what we believe is right. But we really have to encourage their flossomeness. And I'm going to add the ness to it. The you, the your, you know, the awesomeness of yourself makes you flossom. And so I would say to you, find somebody to encourage today. Find some young person to love on and let them know that despite who the world says they are, or students say they are, or people say they are, and in some cases their family say who they are or who they can't be or what they can't do, to take this opportunity to just encourage somebody. I'm going to tell you, it takes so little time to do that it's unbelievable. And so our mission every single morning is to encourage people to just, not to tell you what to do, but just to make you think. Just think a little bit differently. Maybe just go a little bit outside of the box. That the ideology that maybe you've had forever, maybe it could be tweaked. Maybe we could do something different. Because guess what? If you keep doing the same thing, even with your kids, if you're a parent that has told their kids that they could never do this, they could never succeed, how are you going to do it? How is that going to happen? All you got to do is turn that around and start to say, you know what? How can I help you? What can we do? Let's try to figure it out together. That's what's going to make the next generation great. When we give that impartation of you can be what God has called you to be. And we as leaders and parents and teachers, community, we're here to just help and mold and shape and encourage and to hold your hand until you get there. Y'all, it's Friday, and I just wanted to say that because it's just been on my heart since yesterday. But you know what? After we had a tough day, we decided, you know what? Fundraising is still fun. We're not going to be moved by what they say. We're not going to be moved by the negative thoughts of some people. But we're going to go out and we're going to get past our own whatever it is you're feeling. We're going to help somebody else. That's where change happens. Stay on point, everybody. We're back after this. We'll be right back.
Lucia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593, 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Hello, I'm Tessa Matthews, and I'm the Program Coordinator for Volunteers of America. And I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us promote our teen outreach program. Thank you, Team OPT, for your positive support.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Friday. It's the weekend, baby. And if you're just joining us, it's 8:19, and today is September 7th. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. Jeremy Clary, what an incredible business he's got over there. You can get HD for life. All you got to do is simply phone 318-767-2220. Also, McDonald's of Pineville, Davis One Stop. Listen, if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville, and they have joined Team OPT in the fight for the Race for the Cure. So if you're traveling in and you're listening to our show this morning, we want you to stop by and you can give a donation right there, DC, at Davis One Stop.
Yes, you can.
Hollywood is manning the station.
Hollywood.
Hollywood. Also, the Heart of Louisiana. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. The credit union with the heart. Also, our great partners, not only in the broadcast, but in helping to eradicate breast cancer. Big, big kudos to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, like a good neighbor. Kyle is on point. In Avoyelles Parish, the number to phone, 318-346-6695. And also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Don't forget that you can go by Hickson Automotive and you can help to fight food insufficiency, food hunger. They're having a wonderful, wonderful fundraiser. All you got to do is go by there and test drive one of the Fords. They're available, and they're going to be giving $20 to the food bank. They need about 300 people to descend on Hickson and get that done, and you can help them to raise $6,000. Now, this is going to be happening on September the 22nd, so we'll be reminding you as that gets closer. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Now, as we switch gears, DC, we had some challenges yesterday, and that's why I say, you know, life has those ebbs and those flows, those peaks and those valleys. And so you got to just enjoy, you know, while you enjoy. And then just know that if you're trying to summit, if you're trying to get to the top of a mountain, you're going to have some challenges, but it's okay, because what the word tells us is to count it all joy. And so that's what we decided to do. We decided to count it all joy, and we decided to get on the move with the mega, mega raffle.
Absolutely. When in doubt, just help somebody else.
Ooh. When in doubt, help somebody out. Help somebody else. I love that. Yeah, because you know what? Sometimes when you get down, all you want to do is say, woe is me.
Absolutely.
And you don't want to help anybody.
Right.
So we said, how can we get over this hurdle? Just jump over it.
Absolutely. And you just don't want to go down in the muck and the mire with people.
No, no.
And it's too much life to live. You know, life is short,
mm-hmm.
and it's sweet. And, you know, we choose today not to live scummy.
Oh, I love it. And you know what else, DC? You're absolutely...
Because some people are just miserable.
And they want you to be miserable.
Absolutely.
And you know what else, too? With that said, we just had to, and we have to. We have to encourage ourselves, just like we're trying to encourage Arnesia and all of the young women that listen to the broadcast that we encounter. We got to encourage ourselves, too. And let me tell you something. It doesn't matter who supports you, who's for you, who's against you. This is what I read in Confessions of a Control Freak, and I got to share this with you because it's so incredible. You know, when I read good stuff or I hear good stuff, I write it down. And this is what Priscilla said in her book, and this is a word for every single person. What God has for you, the plans that God has for you, cannot be thwarted by anybody. The word thwarted means blocked, impeded, stopped. So listen, if somebody is trying to thwart your path, your dream, your ideas, your vision, your job, your family, your whatever, what God has for you, nobody can mess that up. And so yesterday we got on the grind, we got on the grizzy grind, we got in the OPT cruiser and we started grinding. Because you know what? We're not going to just talk about it, we're gonna be about it. So we started putting our hands to the plow, getting the work done to make sure that you guys have a super mega raffle. And you know, in that, we have had such great support from this community and the businesses in this community that it is absolutely, DC, unbelievable.
Absolutely.
they step up and step up big. But let me just say this, because I think this is really important. We went to one business owner that asked a question that nobody really ever has. She said, "Who is Susan G. Komen?" And I said, "I'm glad you ask." I said, "Susan G. Komen is a real woman who was diagnosed with breast cancer at the age of 33 years old. And she died from breast cancer after only 3 years. She died at 36 years old. And her younger sister, Nancy Brinker, who we had on the show last year, who started this whole movement, believed and made a promise to her sissy. And any of you who have a sissy, who really has your back, whether she's a blood sissy, a sissy in Christ, or just your sissy, you know the power of when women come together with a made-up mind. She said to her, "I promise you." Called her Susie. She said, "Susie, I promise you, I will not stop until there is a cure." She said, "I will not quit." And she didn't. But the most ironic thing happened after her sister died, after just battling 3 years. This same horrible, very rare breast cancer attacks Nancy, her sister. And she must have said, "Oh, hell no. Hell to the no. I am not going to die because I have promised my sister that we will not have it." That's why we stand up. That's why we put ourselves and our business aside. Because when our sister, like Janice Joseph Richard, has to fight and fight and fight and still die, we say hell no. When my cousin Deborah Christian Lewis Lavallee has to fight and fight and fight and still dies, we say hell no. I hope that something is invoked in you this morning where you say hell to the no. We're going to have our mammograms. We're going to take care of ourselves. We're going to take care of each other. And we are going to eradicate breast cancer, not just in black women, not just in white women, but in all women, because it does not discriminate. I hope something steers up in you this morning where you will say, "Listen, what do I need to do? Where do I sign up? Where do I get some of those mega raffle tickets? How do I help?" Because that's what it's about. We can't do it all. We need every single one of you to get stirred up, to get mad, to get some chutzpah, and to get on the grind for this cause. Because the statistics are true. 1 in 8 women will, not might, will get breast cancer. And let me tell you something. We're getting it younger and younger and younger. I'm hearing about too many 20-year-olds, too many 30-year-olds that are getting breast cancer that don't have the money to fight, that don't have the insurance to fight. And I say again, hell to the no. You gotta stand up. If you don't stand for something, you absolutely fall for anything. Today is that day. Gotta get a break here. Stay with us.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. a day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin.
Because this is what I hear when you talk. Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Race in now. This special rate is available only through October 12th. Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back into the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Now, only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLAW.org and register today.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning. This is Jane Wright-Velez, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, and I would like to say thank you to Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us to provide hope to hungry people here in Central Louisiana. Thanks, Team OPT, for your support.
We're back, everybody. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People. That's Darlene St. Romain and her team. Down in Bunkie, you can phone them at 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, you can phone 337-942-9939. I tell you what, it's Friday, y'all, and it's the weekend, and I don't want to be too preachy this morning, but you know what? Sometimes you just, every morning, we just try to appeal to people. And I can't tell you how much we want every single person that can do something to do something to help in the fight against breast cancer. And I'm going to tell you, you're helping the cause. You're helping the movement. And just sometimes, you know, when you feel discouraged and you feel a little bit down, there's always a ram in the bush. And there was a ram this morning on my Facebook page, and it's just incredible words of inspiration. And I want to just read a little bit to you. It says, We marveled at Gabby, talking about Gabby Gibson, goal-winning gymnast. Gabby Douglas, as she twirled and turned our dreams into realities. Yet we snatched those dreams from beneath the air that catapulted her into the beams, concerned with the tendrils that covered her head rather than the goal that laced her neck. And this is only part of this beautiful poetry that was written by Teresa Bowie, who has been a contributor to the OPT Network. Teresa, it is absolutely incredible. It is poetic. I believe, Teresa, that you are a prolific writer, and I believe that you have much, much to say. And that's just a few of the things that she said, that, y'all, we are doing so much harm to each other and trying to quell each other's dreams. What do you mean by that? Trying to stymie, trying to stop, trying to impede, trying to thwart each other's dreams. Y'all, I'm telling you, if the women of this world don't begin to come together and begin to move. See, the root word of movement is move. And I mean move together. I am almost 100% certain that we will never see the greatness that lies within each and every one of us and the greatness that we have to showcase for this nation. I want to thank Cynthia for calling up DC. I want to thank all of the people that are ringing our phones and saying, we stand with you, Carlette, and say, hell no. We're not going to stand for it. We're not going to stand on the sidelines of life and watch other people fight for us or watch nobody fight for us. I'm telling you, I am so stirred up, and I say hell no every time I hear about another sister friend that has been diagnosed with breast cancer. It chaps my hide, because I know that's another woman that has to take time out of her busy schedule, that has to go through the pain of the uncertainty of what's going to happen. I say hell no. We got to continue to fight. We've got to continue to find this research to figure it out. We've got to continue to bring smart scientists in, men and women who can figure this thing out. But y'all, it takes money. It takes work. You know, I'm just like every one of you. I have so much on my plate that I don't know how I could fit another thing. But you know what it is? It is that thing called grace. You know how hot it was yesterday? It was burning up outside. It was hot, and the heat index made it feel even hotter. But you know what we did? We got in the OPT cruiser, and we went about town. We started telling people about breast cancer. We started telling people. What that one question made me realize is that people don't know who Susie is. They don't know who Susan is. They think that's just the name of a race. No. Susan was a real woman with children, a husband, a family, all of the things that we dream of, a home, a life, that died too soon because they had, in the 80s, they had no idea what to do. They had no idea how to help her. But you know the old saying, when you know better, you do better. So I'm calling on you, ladies. I'm calling on every creed, every race, every nationality. I'm calling on you to stand up and say, hell no. We will not accept the status quo. We will not accept the fact that when women get breast cancer, they don't have the proper treatment. We will not accept the fact that women who need mammograms, who just won't get one because they don't have insurance and get diagnosed too late. We won't accept that anymore. But let me tell you something. You got to stop worrying about who's ahead of the movement and get involved. Because what we do know is this. What David Christmas and I know is this. What you make happen for someone else, God will make it happen for you. You don't have to believe me, but his promises and his word are 100% true. There is a church on every block in this city almost. There are people who can quote that scriptures and that those Bible verses front to back to front, upside and right side, down and up, up and down, back and you name it. Stop talking about it and live it, be it, embrace it. Stop worrying about who's the voice or who's the head. God said, you're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. You're blessed when you go in, and gosh darn it, you're blessed when you come out. Yeah, I'm preaching because you know what? I shouldn't have to keep priming the pump. Our phones should be ringing off the hook with you saying, I can give. I don't care if it's a dollar. If every single person that's listening will give a dollar, I'm telling you, what in the world could we do? It is time for people to stop criticizing. Stop looking at what's wrong with everything and start looking at what's right. Start looking at yourself and what you can do. Not, well, if that was me, I wouldn't have did it like that. I wouldn't have did that. I would have. What did you do? What'd you say, DC?
Nothing.
We got a whole lot of nothingness. Why am I telling you this, sisters? Because I love you. What does the word say? It says, tell the truth in love. I am telling you, I don't take this microphone lightly. I don't raise my voice to hurt anybody. The mission from God was very clear. The mission was to encourage, uplift, and enlighten, and to love you. To love you into being the best you, and to take those pieces that Lettucey talks about and be all that we can be.
But that don't change the happiness I found. Pieces of me. So when you look at my face, you gotta know that I'm made of everything, love and pain. All pieces of me. Like every woman I know, I'm complicated for sure. But when I love till there's no love no more.
I'm Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593, 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. I'm going to tell you, it's been a stirring morning. This is not quite what we had planned, but sometimes you just got to put it out there. And I just want to say to all of those women, all of those people that are sitting down wondering, you know, okay, what can I do? Start by phoning our offices at 318-445-5658. If you're one of these people who love to email or you love technology, you can go to the Facebook page. You can go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com, or you can send your donations to our offices at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2 in Alexandria, zip 71302. And I just want to say this. As the show is winding down, you know, we have tried to reach out to organizations, to groups, to people, because one thing about David Christmas that I love the most is his heart. His heart is gargantuan. What does that mean? It means it's huge, 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 huge. And he has made a point in running this business to try to touch people, to try to give. he's probably, no probably, he is a bigger giver than I am, and I am learning about the gift of giving through his largesse, through his generosity. And one of the things that he has done in running this business, not only the business acumen, what do I mean? Business savvy, the way that the business comes together. He has produced a show that is all inclusive. And you know what hurts my heart more than anything? It hurts my heart when we extend that inclusion to women for whatever reason that feel like, I don't know what they feel like. This medium, this voice, this microphone is not just for me. It's for all. And in the production and the bringing together of the show, David Christmas has tried to make sure of that. Now, when you call in and you talk to somebody or you email in, he makes the decisions on what will go and what will flow. But I can tell you that he has honestly tried to include everybody. And so if you're sitting there thinking, well, you didn't include me, I bet you can honestly say you didn't ask. Now, let me tell you something. We are proud, proud, proud that as the show goes and grows, that we are literally getting emails from all across this great nation. But he has purposely said, we will include everything local that we can do to help. And so if you have not been included, or if you have been invited and you thought, well, whatever you thought, it's your fault. Because what Priscilla Morrison showed us about control is that sometimes things are there. They're right there. It's like Michael Frank said, it's all on the inside. It's right there. But you won't ask because of silly pride. And if you knew who we are, and if you can feel our hearts, you know it's a heart of inclusion. Because you know what? Like my sister, Teresa Bowie, that sent those inspiring words. I understand who she is. I see the poet that lies within. And I can say that to her. I can be proud of her. I can respond to her. I can encourage her because, Teresa, you rock. Greatness lies within you, my sister, and the best is yet to come. And if you allow yourself to be encouraged, if you allow yourself to be loved, guess what? Love is what you get. Encouragement is what you'll get. But when you repel that, you'll get the harvest of being repelled. You know what? We love you. That's why we do it. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. My sisters, love yourself. Be flossom. Love you. Love yours. Be awesome, just the way that you are. Thank you guys so much for spending the very best part of your Friday morning with us right here. Y'all, this is the official OPT network. Nothing like it. You know why? Because it was created by God. Don't forget to be the change that you want to see.